Now, this is Joe the Assassin Hamilton, and welcome to this week's segment of Wrestle This. If anyone would like to get a copy of my book, it's called Assassin, The Man Behind the Mask. All you have to do is go to www.crowbarpress.com. You know, one of the great things about wrestling is the fact that the face of wrestling is continually changing, so there's always something to talk about, and certainly nobody's ever accused me of being at a loss for words. You know, and in today's world of wrestling, there's plenty of ammunition for discussion being provided by WWE, TNA, and certainly the numerous independents that are running all over the country. However, this week, you know, I don't know. I feel a little down. I think it's mainly because so many people from my era passed away recently. You know, a couple of them were very, very close friends, as I talked about. You know, and the thing that concerns me the most about the wrestling business is that when we're all gone, the hope of changing back from strictly entertainment product to a more competitive style matches that I believe in my heart are the type of matches that could upgrade the level of public respect that wrestling deserves, I'm afraid that's going to be lost forever, you know. There are so few people in wrestling today that even have a clue about how to have one of those matches, and they're mostly on the downhill sides of their careers. That's why I fear the people that are currently in control of wrestling, they keep pumping those 22 caliber bullets into the elephant. As I said before, you know, one or two 22 caliber bullets on an elephant is not going to do much damage, but if you pump 500 bullets into the elephant, you'll probably kill it. And right now, I think the people, the major companies that are in control of wrestling, I think they pumped about 300 and, oh, at least 350 bullets into the beast. You know, people like me, unfortunately, we're always being labeled by people currently in control as being old school, you know, among other things. However, when they refer to someone as being old school, they mean that as a derogatory remark. You know, mostly people that were old school make it abundantly clear that they don't agree with the new style of wrestling, you know, don't agree with the silly storylines and the lack of ring ability displayed by the talent, especially the younger talent. And the really sad thing is that the people in charge really believe that they're right and that the wrestling business has outgrown old school thinking. Well, that type of attitude to me is a dead giveaway that those people don't know shit from Shinola about what the fans really get into and what's made wrestling survive down through the years. They don't know, and their actions make it obvious they don't care. Not only they don't care about the business, but they don't care about the fans either. You know, and the last hope that we have is guys like Triple H and Undertaker and HBK and Orton, Kevin Nash, guys like that. You know, hopefully they'll instill some of the old school tradition in some of these younger guys that are coming up. However, so far I haven't seen much sign of it. You know, I have explained several times in the past, but it bears repeating, even though some people try to make the term old school a derogatory term, let me tell you exactly what old school really means. It's really quite simple. Old school means I know what the hell I'm doing out there in the ring, and I know the psychology of the business. That's why when a wrestler possesses the old school knowledge, he has much better matches than the flip-flop and fly for no damn reason type of wrestlers that are so prevalent in today's world of wrestling. Since the people that use old school as a derogatory remark possess absolutely no knowledge of these things, they attempt to put down anyone that has more knowledge about the business than they do, which to have more knowledge than 99% of them wouldn't require having a whole hell of a lot of knowledge at all. And make no mistake about it, wrestling is at a crossroads, and depending on which way they decide to go, it's going to determine the future of wrestling. And I can only hope it's going to be in a positive nature. And the big bosses, hopefully, will start listening to people that care about the business, that care about the fans, and care about the future of their own wrestling companies. Because no company is so big that they can stand alone. They've got to have fan support, and wrestling has needed fan support, requires fan support, just like all sports. You know, there's no paid admission sport that has ever or will ever be able to exist or survive without fan support. To me, the smartest way to get and maintain fan support is to give the best quality product possible. And in most cases, that's not happening in today's world of wrestling. So they better wake up before it's too late. Well, that's my comments for this week. And that's about it for this segment of Wrestle This. I'll be back here next week. I hope you will be too. Till then, this is Joe the Assassin Hamilton. See ya. Thank you.